A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Curtains of light ripple and flicker, resolving into the logo Studio Canal in bold white letters on black. Horizontal lines merge together and resolve into media in bold white letters, Creative Europe Media with the European flag. A sheep in a bow tie stands at a keyboard with a music stand. A spotlight shines on him. Letters flash as he plays notes. He turns a page, and Aardman appears brightly as he strikes the chord with a shining star. He takes his music and walks off. The logo is left up as the lights go out. The logo disappears, and the star fades into the distance. A view in space of planets and an asteroid belt. Netflix presents Studio Canal and Aardman present, in association with Anton Capital Entertainment, an Aardman production. A flying saucer like a globe with a rim around the middle. The bottom half glows brightly. Below, a village sign says, Mossingham, visitors welcome. Two snails are sitting on a wall. Lights shine from shops on the village street after dark. Wallace and Gromit on TVs in a shop flicker out. Streetlights flicker. The snails look up at a light. Lightning flashes. The lights are still on in one shop. A man comes outside to his dog. The dog runs off. The man's nearly run over by a car with bright headlights. He chases Bingo into the woods. He climbs rocks to find Bingo staring at something. Bright light shines on them. The old farmer, Farmer John, shades his eyes with his hand. Bright and flashing lights descend towards them. The flying saucer lands. The lights go out and the craft slams into the ground. More things slam into the ground. Farmer John and Bingo's eyes go up and down as the mysterious craft rises and drops. Steam jets out, light streams through a hatch like a gaping mouth, and a shadowy figure approaches. Farmer John and Bingo turn and run away. Farmer John falls and drops the chips he bought. Light shines down and shadows move. Farmer John abandons his chips. He comes back and tries one. It's hot. He blows on it. Bingo looks back and gasps. Disappointed, he runs off again, leaving the chips. Something picks up a chip. Long tentacles scoop up chips. A strange flashing object with a lit-up flying saucer on it is dropped. The title appears in big green letters, Farmageddon, with a silhouetted figure in the O. At dawn, the cockerel at Mossy Bottom Farm dunks a biscuit in his tea. Part of it drops in. He gasps as strange lights fly overhead. The farmer's driving a combine harvester. He doesn't notice the flying saucer whizzing across the fields. The pigs are sunbathing. One wakes up taking slices of cucumber off his eyes. The saucer flies over the sheep and is caught by Sean. It's a frisbee. He throws it and it bounces off Nuts's nose. Big Shirley catches it in midair and spits it to the twins. One spins the other and it flies off again. Sean catches it, spins it on one finger, flips it up and rolls it across his back. He throws it back to little Timmy, who misses the catch. It flies into the combine harvester, which scoops it up, then spits it out at high speed. Bitzer's cleaning a window. He sighs as he notices a spot on the glass, then turns, and the frisbee slams into his muzzle, knocking him over. Sean gives a cheesy grin and asks for it back. Bitzer pulls it out and puts up a sign with a red circle and a line through a frisbee. No frisbee. Sean shrugs and looks disappointed, then grins as he spots the harvester. He beckons to the flock. Sean gets behind the wheel. The flock all hang off the harvester.
let me live my life. Don't try.
Bitter blows a whistle and shoos them off. He puts up a sign with a red circle and a line through a harvester. No harvester. Sean's on a bike with Timmy in the basket on a high ramp built on a haystack. The flock are a pyramid with a hoop with painted flames. Bitter puts up a sign saying, no using ramps to jump flocks on bicycles. The farmer blows on his tee. Outside, Bitzer's dragged on a rope. A new sign. No sheep in balloons. Then no shooting sucker arrows. Bitzer's covered in them. Nuts in a helmet coughs smoke. A sign. No shooting sheep out of cannons. Sean gestures in frustration. Bitzer shouts at him and Sean sighs. Bitzer ticks off the flock on a list as they file into the barn. They all stare at him as he slams the door. He opens it again and smoke billows out. Bitzer drags out a barbecue. Sean's in a chef's hat. Bitzer gives him a sack of sheep nuts and gestures that he has his eyes on Sean. He slams the barn door. Timmy sticks out his tongue and Sean winks. They all huddle and whisper. Nighttime, and Timmy's up on a rafter with the sheep nut sack. He pushes it off. It lands on a board across Shirley's back, catapulting Sean. He flies behind Bitzer on a wire holding a coat hanger. Bitzer's trying to get a torch to work. Sean rolls into the house through the dog flap. On TV, Farmer John's telling his story with the headline, UFO in Mossingham. Farmer John shows a drawing of the UFO. As the farmer laughs at the news, Sean sneaks into the kitchen. He opens up a laptop with a sheep screensaver and goes on to Forest Fast Foods. He orders 3 pizzas. The screen shows the pizzas dropping into a delivery box on a scooter which whizzes off. A view moves through nighttime vegetation. It looks out at Forest Fast Foods where Farmer John also bought his chips. A delivery boy takes 3 pizzas to his scooter and puts them in the delivery box. The bespectacled rider looks around in alarm at the dark trees. He switches on the light on his phone and shines it into the undergrowth. 2 huge eyeballs appear, and a frog hops into the road. The frog licks its own eyes, then blinks. The delivery boy relaxes and doesn't notice something else moving in the trees. It looks over at his scooter.
Shoo! Shoo!
He shoos the frog, gets on the scooter, and heads off. Something peers out of the delivery box. It looks back at Forest Fast Foods. The scooter's headlight picks out Mossy Bottom Farmhouse. The boy stops the engine, and the headlight goes out. He opens up the delivery box. The pizza boxes are all crushed. He straightens them out and goes to knock on the door, when it's opened by a mysterious figure in a hat, coat and scarf. The boy looks down. The customer appears to have 3 feet. The figure grabs the pizzas and pays with a handful of buttons, a bit of a jigsaw and a chess piece. The door's slammed and Sean jumps off a small table with trainers on 3 legs. He shrugs off the clothes and runs off with the pizzas. Pizza shines the torch but completely misses Sean. He delivers the pizzas. Bitzer's behind him. He takes the pizzas. The flock are crestfallen. Sean still has 1 pizza. The farmer's reading a magazine called Top Field. There's a picture of a jet-propelled, big, shiny wheat chopper 5000 harvester. Bitzer offers the pizzas. He and the farmer open the boxes. They're empty. Sean opens his. Empty. The farmer's rammed the empty boxes over Bitzer's head. He tears them off and throws them down, shaking with fury. He picks up the sheep nuts and starts to eat them as if saying, so there. And takes the sack with him. Quiet night at the farm. The light goes off in the farmer's bedroom. Sitting on his bed, Sean closes the empty pizza box. Sean puts the box on the floor and switches off his bedside light. He lies down. Sean opens his eyes and glances around. The lights of a convoy of vehicles drive along a nighttime road, close up on a grim human face. Sean looks out of the window into the gloom. Outside, something's hiding behind a hedge near the barn. The cockerel's mug has nice pecs on it. Bitzer opens the barn doors. Sean emerges sleepily, then is stampeded by the others. He flips end over end, stiff as a board, ending up face down in the mud. Bitzer rolls his eyes and walks off. Sean gets up. Bitzer pours feed into a trough. He takes out his clipboard, then is knocked over by the flock. He reaches into the trough for his clipboard and finds there's a bite out of it. The others finish at the trough and Sean arrives. There's one morsel left. A tiny trap door opens, and a rat grabs it. Sean spots a dropped bit of pizza. There's a whole trail of them leading to the barn. Sean narrows his eyes and follows the trail. He stands in the doorway and looks around the barn. Something darts by at the back. Sean goes further in. Sean pauses. Something shrinks back in the shadows. Sean goes to investigate. Two eyes appear. Sean jumps back and bangs his head. Sean dives behind two hay bales, then peers out. The eyes dart back into the shadows, then peer out again. Sean throws a piece of pizza towards the intruder. It glows and rises up into the air before flying into the shadows. A small, munching figure appears. It has a pudgy face, long purple ears, and grins. Sean brandishes another piece of pizza, then puts it down for the intruder. It has some frills of scales, a long neck, a slim pear-shaped body and long purple tentacles. It picks up the pizza and eats it. Sean and the creature stare at each other. It studies Sean's woolly body and smiles. Sean chuckles and the creature mimics him. The creature glows. It looks round in alarm. Clearly and stares open-mouthed at the flock. It approaches Nuts.
Lula.
Nuts runs off. Lula approaches Hazel and mimics Nuts. Hazel runs off, then the rest of the flock. Sean clamps a hoof over Lula's mouth. The quaking flock peer out from hiding. Sean beckons them all over. They approach cautiously. Lula mimics Sean. Lula spots Big Shirley and studies her open-mouthed. Lula mimics Shirley's deep giggle, then leans against the big woolly body, then falls into the thick wool. Shirley stands in surprise. Her wool bulges as Lula moves around. Shirley topples onto her back. Lula's head pops out, much to everyone's amusement. Sean shoves Lula's head back into Shirley's fleece as Bitzer passes by. The flock all act innocent, playing games, knitting, and all wave at the grumpy dog. Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh Bitzer looks surprised, frowns, then moves on. He pops back for another look. Sean waves. Bitzer's carrying a newspaper with the drawing of Lula in her ship. Sean raises an eyebrow. Knocking on Shirley's wool, then rummaging inside, yields a hairdryer. No Lula. Two search at the same time, grab each other, and Nuts gets pulled right through. Sean starts. Lula has found a tire swing. She slurps a caterpillar off it, then sticks out her tongue. It's become a butterfly. The butterfly flutters off, and Lula spots the combine harvester.
Zom Zom?
She goes over to it. Sean catches up with her.
Zom Zom!
Sean stares at Bitzer's no harvester sign. Lula barges right past it. Sean follows. They get into the cab. Lula pulls levers and presses buttons. Sean pretends to turn the key. Lula reaches for it, but Sean gestures she's not allowed. Lula's ears rise up and glow. The key turns by itself. The combine speeds off across the field. Sean looks scared, bumps up and down. Lula's glowing ears pull levers and pump the accelerator. Bitzer, with a cup of tea, proudly adjusts his no frisbee sign. He looks up to see the combine swerving crazily around the field. Bitzer drops his mug. He pumps up in front of the combine, waving his arms. It swerves, only just missing him. In slow motion, Sean peers out of the window as Bitzer growls and clenches his fists. The combine rumbles towards the house. Chasing it, Bitzer gets spattered with mud. A dustbin flies up in the air, rubbish falls out, and Bitzer desperately catches it in recycling bins. Job done. Then the bin drops on his head. The pigs pop up from behind a wall. As the combine whizzes past, they suddenly find themselves glowing and floating in the air. The harvester bursts through a wall and plows its way across the yard. The cockerel and chickens flee, and the pigs float by. In the bin, Bitzer collides with a tree. The farmer's listening to Calm AM on the radio. He makes toast and reads the paper. The main headline is UFO. Inside, UFO fever, and a picture of Farmer John with Bingo. Crowds flock to UFO town. The spoon starts to shake in a pot of Roswell's jam, then the whole house. The farmer gawps and lowers the paper. The harvester blasts by and the farmer stands up angrily in his underpants. The harvester plows through Bitzer's signs. The flock cheer excitedly until mud-covered Bitzer joins them and they pretend to disapprove. Ears glowing, Lula happily takes control of the wheel. Up ahead is the high ramp against the haystack. Sean grits his teeth and Lula grins as the harvester speeds up the ramp and in slow motion gets airborne. Lula looks surprised as the harvester crashes into the field. The flying pigs drop out of the sky. Lula's ears stop glowing and go limp. Sean staring ahead, teeth gritted and shaking. He takes his hooves off the wheel, leaving two deep dents. Sean lowers the window and muck-covered Bitzer takes out the key. Bitzer looks relieved, then realizes he's left holding the key and the culprits have gone. Bitzer looks puzzled as the farmer's distracted by complex crop circles which have been left behind in the wheat field. Crop circles appear in the newspaper. The farmer rushes back to read UFO fever, and crowds flock to UFO town. An advert has pound signs on it. The farmer grins greedily. A slice of toast emerges in slow motion from the toaster with the sun behind it. The farmer dashes outside, still in his jumper and pants. Holding the key, Bitzer stares at him. The farmer picks up bricks, drops them in the sheep's trough, then picks up the trough. He drops a brick as he runs off. In the barn, Sean stares at Lula, who's drawing on the floor, a planet with two moons.
Chupa. Chupa?
Sean has no idea what she's on about. She ponders, then hurries off. Her ears glow, and objects start to levitate. Vegetables, a chicken on her nest, a basketball, a wheel from the farmer's 4x4. The toilet seat.
Oi!
The floating objects fly into the barn and drift around above Sean and Lula. With the basketball in the middle like a sun, all the other bits and pieces orbit it slowly, like planets. Lula glances at Sean. Sean suddenly gets it and smiles.
Zoom, zoom.
The tire, hubcap and some fairy lights make a flying saucer, which lands in model woods of leaves and twigs.
Zoom, zoom.
Other objects form a circle in the air with three objects in it. A familiar symbol.
Rama, zoom, zoom.
Sean recognizes it. He throws out bits and bobs until he finds the takeaway menu from Forest Fast Foods. Their symbol is three trees in a circle. There's a map on the menu.
Zoom, zoom!
She stops glowing and the whole solar system drops to the ground. A nest lands on Lula and looks like a wig. Sean catches chicks and a hen. Sean looks out of the barn. They've built a sheep on wheels. Lula giggles. Sean runs up a wall with a no jumping over the wall sign. Sean ponders, glances at Lula, and uses the sign to make a step. He beckons to Lula. He climbs on another sign step and over the wall. Lula's already there. Sean takes out the menu map. They study it together. Sean traces a route, starting at Mossy Bottom to Mossingham, and a drawing of the flying saucer.
Zom, zom.
Outside Forest Fast Foods, a sinister figure in a yellow hazmat suit with a blacked-out face mask. A whole team in protective suits search around the takeaway. Farmer John and Bingo are searched with glowing scanners. They all jump as a slim, pale figure with dark hair and dark glasses approaches. The hazmats all salute. Even a robot on caterpillar tracks salutes, then runs over the team's toes. The robot, MUGG1N5, hands over a report with the drawing of the UFO. It shows the shape of Lula in the hatchway. More hazmats salute and unveil a capsule a bit like a portaloo. MUGG1N5, or Muggins, salutes again, then jumps away as Bingo sniffs at it. The dark boss, Agent Red, and the hazmats peer into the capsule. A hazmat is shoved in. The door slides shut, and a red light, like an alien behind bars, flashes. Agent Red seems satisfied. The captive knocks on the door. Farmer John leads the agents through the woods.
What?
Bingo found the chips. The old man goes to eat one and Muggins snatches it. It puts it in a plastic bag and files it in a drawer, which pops out from its chassis. They continue through the woods. Muggins bumps into a tree and punches it irritably. The small glowing object is still on the ground. Farmer John points up a slope, and Muggins whizzes up on its tracks. Agent Red follows to an empty clearing. Muggins shrugs as if to say, there's nothing there. Agent Red snaps her fingers. Farmer John and Bingo are taken away. Agent Red gives Muggins the file, and it shreds it. Agent Red looks at the clearing and frowns. Sean and Lula peer through the wheat, then paddle along in the floating food trough. Sean flies up in the air, then Lula. They bounce on a floating trampoline which crashes through a hedge. A rather surprised cow looks through the hole. Sean looks hungrily at some corn cobs. Lula barges into him. He gestures for her to use her powers. She makes instant popcorn which rains down. Some drops on a sleeping dog. They run off as it charges after them. Lula mimics the angry guard dog. It runs off and Sean puts up his hoof for a high five. They do it. And Lula frowns thoughtfully. As they pass a scarecrow, Lula stops and high-fives its straw hand. It spins round so its back is to her. She walks on, looking offended. They reach a dark tunnel. Lula glows, lighting the way. They emerge from the tunnel and both jump as a train passes above them. Lula mimics the train. Light glints off a bicycle leaning against a large bin. Sean and Lula grin at each other. The big dumpster hurtles round a corner, hitting a sheep crossing sign which spins. Sean and Lula smile as they peer out. A hedgehog looks startled. They miss it, swerving on two wheels. They hit a speed bump and fly through the air past a huge mural of a moon on the side of the Moon Inn. They high five. Back at Mossy Bottom, Bitzer looks puzzled as he watches the farmer collecting an odd assortment of items. Timmy wheels the decoy Sean past Bitzer as he ticks the sheep off. Bitzer does a double take. Decoy Sean's tail drops off. Timmy retrieves it and grins.
Oi! Oi! Ah!
The farmer beckons Bitzer into the house. He looks down into the basement.
Oi!
Bitzer goes downstairs. A wall is covered with clippings about aliens and UFOs. The farmer's jumper is covered in dirt. Bitzer looks concerned. The farmer pats him on the back and wanders off to a contraption like a stage, showing a UFO landing, lowered in place by a winch, with a toy pig as a weight. The farmer points to a photo of a crop circle, plus the article, "Crowds flock to UFO town, plus a flyer for a fun fair with pound signs all over it, equals the Wheat Chopper 5000. Bitzer looks doubtfully at the bric-a-brac model. The farmer places a sign on a column with fairy lights, "Farmageddon Theme Park." He rolls up blueprints for the UFO landing stage, then gives Bitzer a toolbox, stack of plans, and a hard hat. The two snails are on the wall, sitting on a newspaper as the dumpster zooms past. It crosses a road, making a car skid to a halt, just missing a cyclist, a woman, and a pigeon. Traffic lights turn red. The dumpster lurches to a halt. A bearded man reading a paper crosses on a green man. He pauses to throw the newspaper into the dumpster. A paper plane flies out and sticks in his hair. He has no idea what just happened and walks on. Sean and Lula peer out. They're outside a cake shop advertising alien cookies. A bookshop advertises UFO books. People watch a dancing robot street performer. Lula smiles, then gasps as she sees a big picture with lots of food, sweets, cakes, fruit, pizza, and chips. A smiling cutout girl and boy stand either side of the sliding entrance with a big colourful sign saying, Sean realises Lula's gone. She's going into the supermarket. A mum and her little boy in a trolley don't notice Lula. She's got French bread, a banana and a toilet roll. Sean's knocking on the window. He beckons urgently. Lula takes a bite of toilet roll and frowns. She drops the loo roll. The security guard's reading a paper. Sean rolls in and hides behind shopping baskets, then bumps into a railing. He sneaks in, shuffling along the shelves, hiding from the customers. He freezes, seeing Lula in a freezer. She burrows through the frozen foods, a box on her back sticking up like a shark's fin. Sean gasps, then is showered with frozen food boxes. Sean hides behind a smiling, cut-out boy advertising cereal as someone walks by. Lula pops up and bites into a frozen pizza. Her tongue sticks to it. Sean tries to put it off. There's a tug of war. Then Sean falls backwards and the pizza flies off like a frisbee. It slices right through a lady's high beehive hairdo and out of the door. It flies past a group taking a selfie with Robot Man, looking like a UFO in the background. The security man lowers his paper and stares as the lady's beehive hair slides off her head and into her bag. He goes back to his paper, which has the headline, Stay Alert. Lula's in a shopping trolley stacked with food, making it roll along with her powers. She reverses, seeing a huge pick-and-mix rack of sweeties. She reaches up for a red sweet, eats it, and her ears glow red. She reaches again, and Sean stops her. Then her other tentacle. She sprouts two more tentacles and grabs loads of sweets, stuffing them in her mouth. Her ears glow rainbow. Sean tries in vain to stop her as she grabs sweets. Bottles of fizzy pop float through the air. Lula tips back her head. The tops pop off, and three streams of pop pour into her gaping mouth. Lula's eyes bulge as she gets a sugar rush, then keels over. She bounces around madly, popping up sideways and grinning. She dances sideways, bursts through a shelf of eggs, then comes in really close and blows a raspberry. She runs around Sean in a blur, then crashes through a stack of baked bean tins like they were Skittles. The beardy man steps on a tin and goes flying. Lula flings pies off a shelf. One hits a man in the face in a burst of purple filling. She swings on a sign, then drops onto a cake shelf. A wedding cake lands layer by layer on Beehive Lady's now flat head. She looks around, glances up, and falls over backwards. Lula bounces hanging upside down, then drops in front of Sean. She suddenly looks groggy. Shelves fall over in the Millie Ways supermarket. Plates break in the china shop. The whole high street shakes. Cars skid to a halt and Bitzer stops the Farmageddon plans from blowing away. An African deer stands chewing. The grassy plain shakes and a hunting lion pops up in surprise. An alien alert flashes up on monitoring equipment and spits out a stream of graph paper, knocking over a hazmat suit. The hazmat calls Agent Red in panic. She picks up her dark glasses. Behind smiling cutouts, Sean and Lula leave Millie Ways. The security man lowers his paper. Millie Ways supermarket is completely destroyed. Pie Face Man and Beardy Man both point at Cakehead Beehive Lady. She puts her hands up. The sprinklers come on. Sean peers around a corner from behind his smiley boy face. Lula collapses. Her tongue lolls and she looks groggy. She smiles, seeing a kid on a ride shaped like a space rocket.
Zom Zom! Zom Zom!
Lula runs back to the dumpster. Sean follows wearily. Bitzer carries a large plank towards a rickety construction made of bits and pieces. A pallet, a chair, an old tire. Bitzer props the plank against the flimsy tower. Another plank topples over. Bitzer picks it up. And then the whole thing collapses. Bitzer realizes the whole flock with decoy Sean are watching him. The flock put on tool belts and high-vis safety equipment. Even decoy Sean gets a hard hat. Bitzer inspects the crew. He freezes, stares at decoy Sean, but only to adjust his hard hat. Bitzer tries to explain the importance of proper safety gear, then hurries to the farmer. Timmy puts a hard hat on his teddy. The farmer gives Bitzer a stack of Farmageddon theme park flyers, then holds up some clothing. The flock stare at Bitzer, dressed as a spaceman, with a helmet on. Bitzer looks unimpressed. The flock can't help giggling as he walks by. Bitzer pulls at the costume. It's a bit tight round his bum. The farmer sits at his typewriter as outside behind him one of the flock walks by with a chainsaw. He's writing a script called Farmageddon. From the dumpster, Forest Fast Foods comes into view. dumpster rolls to a halt in the car park and reverses into a space. Bitzer walks by with his flyers. Sean shushes Lula, and she mimics him, then flips open the dumpster's lid, hitting a car. She bounds out and hurries off. Bitzer, posting a flyer to a lamppost, looks round as Sean sneaks away from the dumpster. Bitzer doesn't register, then does a double take. He tries to chase Sean, but has stuck his hand to the lamppost. He pulls and pulls at the sticky glue, then flies backwards and steps in the glue bucket. He kicks the bucket away, but his foot is covered in glue, which sticks as he tries to walk. A security camera on a wall films Bitzer. At their base, Agent Red pushes between hazmats and looks at CCTV screens. One shows Bitzer in his spacesuit squelching towards the woods, leaving gluey footprints. She rewinds the tape and zooms in on him. Agent Red rushes off, followed by her yellow-suited minions. One has left their headphones on and is pulled over backwards. Sean looks frazzled as he follows Lula through the woods. She pulls him along. Sean stares at the empty clearing. Lula hugs him, bounds off, then seems to rise into the air, vanishing as she goes. A bird flies into something invisible and solid, which flickers. The bird slides down the side of the invisible thing and rubs its head. Lights flicker and ripple, and Lula's spaceship uncloaks. A flying saucer with legs and a bright, wavy light around the middle. Lula beckons to Sean. Buttons light up and Lula presses one. A door opens, revealing a gleaming flight deck with a wide viewing screen, hundreds of alien controls, and hologram readouts. Lula presses a button and two seats appear out of thin air. Sean falls off. Lula seems puzzled as she operates controls. A red X appears over an icon of the small, flashing device. Lula drops to the floor looking for the device. In daytime, the scooter boy brushes dust off his delivery box, walks towards the takeaway, then the bike is smashed into by a big black van. In black, pointy shoes, Agent Red inspects Bitzer's gluey footprints. Muggins rolls up and takes samples for its drawer. Its arm gets stuck to the evidence bag. It gets it off, but it sticks to the other arm. One arm gets stuck to its square camera head. Bitzer sniffs through the forest, then sniffs his way up the ramp and into Lula's Zoom Zoom. He collides with a wall. His helmet jams down over his eyes. Unable to see, he presses a red button. A hooped force field surrounds Bitzer, and he floats upwards into a small chamber. He knocks on the glass. Then a puff of gas makes him dozy. He's in a sleep pod. Sean stares as Lula searches, throwing stuff out behind her, including some sort of electronic screwdriver device. She throws it away with the rest. Sean stares at a picture of Lula, holding a toy, with two adult aliens. A family snap. Lula finds her toy. Sean stares. Lula hits the toy on the controls, but the device is still missing, and the red cross keeps flashing up. Lula shrugs. Sean points to the two adults in the picture. Lula looks sad. Her long tentacles extend toward Sean's face. She touches his temples, and the ends of her tentacles glow. Bright light flares, and Sean sees everything that has happened, and a great swirling tunnel plunging through space. The tunnel vanishes, and green stars appear. Lula wakes up in bed and looks towards her sleeping parents.
Opa!
She puts on Dad's glasses. She spots the flashing object and makes it float into her hands. She shakes it and taps it. Outside, the flying saucer comes to life.
Zoom, zoom.
She comes out of their domed purple home with big round vents on it to the flying saucer. Lula sits at the control console, putting the small device to one side and presses buttons. She pulls a lever with both tentacles and the flashing device drops into a slot. The lights come on around the ship and a picture of the Earth flashes on the small device. The flying saucer zooms into the darkness of space. Lula's pressed back in the seat as the ship flies past planets. A space snail with four eyes goggles as she flies past. The ship passes through a bright portal. Lula goes cross-eyed as she hurtles down the space tunnel. It spits her out near the Earth. She bounces around as she descends. The banging noises were the feet coming down. Lula picks herself off the floor, looking woozy. The small control device powers down. Lula picks it up and is carrying it as the ship opens up and she comes out. She sees Farmer John and Bingo run away.
Obo? Mima?
Lula's arms stop glowing and she releases Sean. They stare at each other. A bright light comes on outside. The saucer is surrounded by hazmat and is lifted off its feet by a crane. Bitzer snoozes peacefully in the pod. Sean and Lula cower on the flight deck. A big tarpaulin is pulled over the flying saucer. One of the hazmats finds the dropped control device. The saucer is secured on the back of a lorry as Agent Red watches. She peels off her dark glasses, which she's wearing even though it's dark, and gives a cruel smile. In twilight, the convoy with the saucer on the lorry drives past Mossy Bottom. One of the flock puts an earmuff, but still can't hear anything. They weld, stick stars to a cloth, and Shirley, with a hammer, is winched up the tower. She's let drop as tea arrives. A ladder is balanced precariously in a wheelbarrow. A rickety-looking stage is taking shape on a foundation of hay bales. The flock in high-vis workwear swarm all over the structure as more is added to it and a starry backdrop is put in place. Then it all falls down. It goes up again. They have a break sitting high above the ground on a steel girder. A big bolt is hit with a sledgehammer but keeps dropping out because it's being hit on the other side too, by a wooden hammer. A drill spins the user rather than drilling a hole. Nut sits on the end of the plank he's sawing through. Timmy blows a big bubble in gum, then hands it to his mum. She sticks a plank to the tower with it. In the house, the farmer paints a sign, entry £20. On TV, the news shows more UFO sightings, with the photo of the flying frozen pizza and an arrow pointing to it. The farmer rubs his hands together and stares at the shiny jet-propelled wheat chopper 5000 combine harvester he wants. The flock put up the Farmageddon sign. The end tilts. They celebrate and artificial Sean rolls off the high platform. The truck with the flying saucer arrives at a car wash. Buttons are pressed. The car wash is a false front, the worker just a cardboard cutout. The facade slides back and more hazmats guide the truck into a garage. The false car wash moves back into place. Sean and Lula peer out through a hole in the tarpaulin, then the saucer is lowered on a circular lift, watched by Agent Red from a glass-walled office. The saucer comes to rest in a large underground hangar. A big digital readout shows UFOs caught, zero. A button is pressed and it shows... one. Agent Red doesn't look happy. As Sean peers out, Muggins rolls towards them. Beep, 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 beep. Sean and Lula cower. Muggins uses a stethoscope on the hull. The family photo slides off the console. Lula makes it float so it doesn't fall. Sean's relieved. Muggins looks disappointed. Agent Red scowls. A big high-tech drill is moved to the saucer. But the plug won't reach the socket. The hazmat shrugs. Agent Red rolls her eyes. Hand tools are taken from a trunk. One is a food mixer. Agent Red despairs. One of the hazmats has something in an evidence bag. It's the control device. Agent Red snatches the glowing object, frowns, and walks off. Sean clamps a hoof over Lula's mouth. Sean tells her to keep quiet. Agent Red whistles into a security pad. Her face appears on the pad and a door slides open. She turns at the noise, just a drinks machine. A hazmat tries to drink with his mask on, fails, and drops the can in a bin. Sean pops out from behind the drinks machine, runs towards the door, but it closes and he bounces off it. He tries to whistle into the security pad. The door opens and Lula grins. Sean snatches the can of pop from her. Lula copies him, smiles and nods. She follows Sean through the secure door. Agent Red passes a hazmat in a glass cubicle, putting salt and vinegar on the recovered chips for chemical analysis. Lula dives for the chips, but Sean pulls her away. As they follow Agent Red, Lula grabs his arm and looks uncomfortable. There are two toilets, both with identical yellow hazmat symbols. Sean leads Lula out. Agent Red places the control unit on her desk. Sean jumps as a hazmat looms behind him. Lula takes off the mask. Sean tells her to calm down. She folds her arms with a grumpy face. Agent Red turns the dial of a safe. The office door opens behind her, and a hat stand with a coat on moves. Sean peers out from the coat. Agent Red takes a box from the safe and blows dust off it. She stares at papers inside. Sean presses himself against the desk and reaches for the control device. It's floating in midair. Sean gestures frantically for her to stop. She waves to him, and the device drops. Sean tries to catch it, juggles, and drops it. Agent Red turns from the safe and picks up the device. In her swivel chair, she turns, just missing Lula passing the window and Sean clinging to her backrest. As she turns, he reaches for the device and misses. A purple light flashes on the device. Lights flash on the saucer, and Bitzer wakes up in the pod. A pad pats his face, then slaps him awake. He drops out of the pod. Twin brushes scrub him ticklishly. Then twin spinning pads scrub his face. His helmet's plucked off and a long spongy bud cleans his ear, popping right through his head. His helmet is dropped back on. Another pad sweeps down his body. The saucer opens up. A very alien-looking Bitzer, silhouetted in bright light, yawns sleepily. Muggins gets scared and poops out a concertina of paper. Hazmats quiver and faint. Bitzer wafts a paw in front of his nose. The hazmats glance at each other and copy the gesture. Bitzer looks baffled. A hazmat shakily holds up a picture of Earth with a welcoming gesture, then realizes the picture is upside down. A picture of a man and a woman. The hazmat's gloves cover certain areas. Bitzer blushes and backs away. He turns and realizes there's a flying saucer there. A light flashes and Agent Red leaves her desk. The hazmats are getting selfies with Bitzer. Agent Red gasps. Sean grabs the device. Agent Red bangs on the glass of her office and points frantically at Bitzer. The hazmats can't hear. Sean and Lula run for it. The hazmat share a joke, and Bitter runs off. They give chase, and Agent Red covers her face with her hands. Agent Red hits a red alarm button. Sean and Lula run off. Agent Red gets trampled by hazmats. She gets up, her hair disheveled. Bitzer slides through yellow legs and the hazmats fall over each other. Bitzer hides behind a door. Unfortunately, it's the hazmats' canteen. Bitzer runs out, skidding to a halt in front of a huge metal vat with a snowflake symbol on it. Muggins comes up behind him. Sean and Lula watch from a pipe above. Muggins frantically pulls documents out of its drawer as it advances on Bitzer, who's surprised to find himself floating up in the air. Agent Red watches open-mouthed from a walkway. Muggins spins a lasso. The hazmats, including one in a chef's hat, speed along on a golf cart. Bitzer drops on Muggins, then is hooked by Agent Red. He clings to Muggins' head, which stretches on cables, then snaps back. And Bitzer is catapulted through the air, right into a hazmat's arms. Agent Red grins, and Bitzer is carried towards the containment pod. Agent Red gasps. The hazmat carrying Bitzer has a white woolly tail. As Agent Red shouts an order, she's trampled again. She picks herself up. Sean slaps the control unit into place on the console. The saucer closes up and Lula pulls off a hazmat mask. Bitzer cringes and Lula mimics him. The saucer blasts off and Agent Red pulls a big lever. The hatch above the hangar slides shut. The saucer turns sideways and whizzes through the gap and up the lift shaft before exploding out of the roof of the phony car wash. The sign sags, revealing another beneath. Secret base. Agent Red seethes. The saucer zooms up into the sky, then down through the clouds. Control column appears in front of Sean. Bitzer points in alarm. They smash through trees, leaving a rather put-out-looking owl. The windscreen is covered in leaves. Lula chooses a button, presses it, and manages to beam up a huge bull. The bull snorts at Bitzer and the saucer bounces around. The bull is beamed back down into the china shop. It goes charging around. Bitzer looks a bit battered. He presses a button opening the outer hatch. Lula grabs his legs as he's sucked towards it. His head sticks out, tongue lolling. He yells as they approach a church steeple and only just miss it. A woman plays the organ as another dangles from a bell rope. The farmer walks through the new sheep-built Farmageddon Park. He doesn't see the saucer streaking across the sky above him. Bitzer's head gets caught against the rim of the hatch as Lula tries to pull him in. He bounces around the cabin, collapses face down on the console, switching on the wipers and sweeping away the leaves. They all gasp as the saucer heads out into space. Bitzer floats weightless, and they approach the International Space Station. An astronaut's outside, giving it a lick of paint. A shadow passes by. He turns and gasps. Lula, Bitzer, and Sean wave. Wide-eyed, he waves his paintbrush. The saucer crashes into the station and scrapes the paintwork. The saucer floats off. The astronaut lets go of his paintbrush, and Bitzer drops to the deck. A hologram shows a course from the Earth to Lula's planet.
Topa! Mima! Obo!
Lula hugs her photo. Bitzer panics and starts to pound on the hatch. Lula puts her tentacles against his temples. Her power flows into his head.
Right.
Bitzer slides to the floor. The other two shrug. The UFO's court counter is returned to zero. A hazmat in an apron is hoovering the hangar. In her office, Agent Red stares at a map with a face like thunder. She flashes back to being a girl asleep in bed. A bright light flashes outside and she wakes up. she peers out of the window and sees two shadowy alien figures. One appears to wave. She waves back. In class, she excitedly shows a picture she drew of the visitors. Young Red is crestfallen, then furious, like she is now. She still has the picture. She looks at her picture and narrows her eyes. She enters a code on a tracking screen. Muggins is still clinging to the saucer. It listens with the stethoscope. Bitzer has a flying saucer instruction manual. He snaps at Sean, who tries to take a look. He's taken aback by loads of weird and complicated diagrams. He slaps Sean's hoof away as he tries to point to things. Sean turns away in frustration, then stares. Lula's munching on a pizza. She points towards a food synthesizer. Sean glances towards Bitzer and pushes a button. A dish like grey spaghetti with eyeballs is shown. Spotty space snail. Broccoli. Sean and Lula glance at each other. Pizza. Bitzer stops him pressing the button. From under his helmet, he produces a sticker. No pressing the button. Grumpy Bitzer walks off. As Sean mutters, Bitzer gestures that he's got his eyes on Sean and goes back to studying the manual. Sean winks at Lula and reaches for the button. He keeps pressing, ordering pizza after pizza. Realizing his mistake, he frantically punches buttons. Bitzer turns, and a pizza shoots straight into his mouth. Then more fly out of the slot, splatting against the walls, shaking Muggins outside. One hits a control and the saucer turns round, heading back to Earth. They're all thrown around as it whizzes off. Muggins loses its stethoscope. The astronaut gasps as the saucer makes another big scratch in his paintwork. The saucer bounces and spins. It appears as a crazy red blip on Agent Red's screen. Flames trail from it as it re-enters the atmosphere. Muggins dabs its brow with a hanky, which burns up. The townspeople stare as the saucer streaks across the night sky, heading straight for Mossy Bottom. Sean pulls at the controls. The farmer hits an explosion effect on a keyboard. Just as the saucer crashes into the field behind him. They slide across the field. A pizza flips into Bitzer's face. They come to a halt. Lula and Sean are still in their seats, but the flying saucer is a complete wreck. Bitzer picks himself up. Sean peels his grip off the control column, which disappears. He pats himself. He's okay. Lula looks stunned. The saucer has completely disintegrated. All that's left is their seats and the control console, which fizzles out. In a daze, she walks towards it and picks up the picture of her family.
Bobo? Mima?
The picture flickers and disappears.
What's it like to wonder why I do everything with you on my mind?
Lula cries and her ears fizzle.
It's just my way to escape you.
Sean hangs his head and Bitzer stares at the little alien, then angrily at Sean. He removes a bit of pizza from his helmet and throws it down. Lula uses her ears to try and mend the broken controls, but they're beyond repair. She looks up towards the sky, then slumps. Bitzer sits beside her. Lula looks at him sadly. Bitzer picks up her toy. She takes it and cuddles it, then hugs Bitzer. Sean stares wide-eyed. He looks down sadly and spots the no pressing the button sign. Sean looks up, hearing something. He searches in the wheat and finds the control unit still glowing. He brushes earth off it and it activates, showing a connection to Lula's home planet. Sean climbs up some wreckage and points the unit at the sky. The connection is completed with the home planet. The signal leaves the Earth, crosses the galaxy, and a unit in Lula's home activates. The connection's lost again. Sean looks around thoughtfully. In the dark, a sign points to the entrance of Farmageddon Theme Park. The farmer emerges from backstage and through binoculars sees people approaching.
Huh? Oh!
He flicks a switch and lights blaze on. Viewed from the air, every time more lights come on, another bit of Mossingham blacks out, including the China shop, which is advertising a grand reopening. The owner falls over carrying a vase. Arrow-shaped lights point up to the big sign, Farmageddon. Sean turns and sees the arrow lights pointing skywards. The farmer spreads his arms in welcome and people stare in awe. He changes his sign to entry £30 with a bit of chalk. The farmer takes the visitor's money. Someone uses a phone pay app. The visitors walk through a dark tent and out into a roughly dressed up farmyard with cardboard alien heads on sticks, a dressed up scarecrow, some tents, fairy lights and balloons. An alien coconut shy falls over. A chicken has green antennae. An arrow points up. See the moon. Alien pigs are daubed in green. The farmer puts up a sign. No refunds. The flock greets Sean back at the barn. Nuts wheels over decoy Sean. He shows them the defunct control unit. Then beckons them all in closer for a huddle. Plans are rolled out, showing a way up to the top of the tower. Sean cups his chin as a winch mechanism is explained. Sean nods decisively. The farmer takes more money and the fund for his wheat chopper 5000 is growing. Three robots approach in bric-a-brac costume. One looks like a Dalek. Sean. The farmer shrugs and holds out his hand for money. Without looking, he accepts a nut, a jigsaw piece, chess pawn and buttons. Timmy's under an upside-down waste bin. The flock robots infiltrate the crowd. A man in a broad hat with a long multicoloured scarf and long coat emerges from a portaloo. He sees Sean the Dalek and dashes back inside. Sean crashes and there's a robot pile-up. The farmer rehearses. The flock pop up through a trap door behind him. The twins cartwheel over to a milk churn on ropes. Sean takes out the control unit and looks up at the tall tower. Bitzer leads Lula into the barn. There's no one there. He finds the plan for the winch up the tower and Sean holding something shiny. Bitzer scowls. A torch shines on the broken control panel. Agent Red. Muggins pops up through some wreckage. Its body arrives separately. The arms pick up the head and neck and dump them back into place. Agent Red finds tracks leading through the wheat field towards Farmageddon. She gives an unpleasant smile. A red light glows and extra armor springs out of her van. Armor plates, extended hubcaps and tires. Powerful headlights open slowly and viewed from inside, Muggins is on a red glowing screen. It hides, then peers out fearfully as the shadow of the terrifying vehicle looms over it. Sean is dumped into the milk churn. Flock will give the thumbs up. Bits has arrived with Lula. He stomps towards Sean. Then puts a hard hat on his head. Sean, Bitzer and Lula grin. Bitzer goes to the winch mechanism and Sean nods. Bitzer cranks the handle and Sean rises as a counterweight descends. The signal on the unit gets stronger the higher he gets. The flock and Lula move away as a hand falls on Bitzer's shoulder. The farmer is dressed as Farmer John. He removes his false moustache to show it's him, then drags Bitzer off. Sean's stranded. The counterweight was a makeshift saucer. The farmer locks Bitzer inside. The farmer cranks the winch. Bitzer goes up, and then the farmer locks off the winch. The flock and Lula pop out of hiding. Sean's dangling in the milk churn and looks at the control unit. The stage curtains part. The lights come on and a sign is booted on stage. Mossingham Forest. It falls over. The farmer presses a setting on his keyboard and pulls on a rope. A cardboard saucer pegged to the line moves across the stage, followed by the farmer's underpants and socks. He hurriedly pulls them off stage. Sean signals frantically. Shirley cranks the winch handle, but it breaks off. Sean and Lula look desperate. The farmer comes on stage as Farmer John and mimes eating chips. The real Farmer John objects.
Hey, the fine winner! Bingo!
A cardboard picture of Bingo on wheels is pulled on stage. Bingo objects. Sean struggles and tries to swing the milk churn. Lula's worried. A light shines on the makeshift saucer. The entry sign is thrown at the farmer. Sean swings and grabs a timber, but it's only stuck on with gum and comes away. Lula grabs him and smiles. Sean takes out the unit and holds it up. The signal's still not strong enough. Lula's ears glow, then stop working. Sean puts his hard hat on her. The tower shakes. The whole farm shakes. Muggins pops through the entry curtains. He bows as if making an introduction. Agent Red's van has become a huge robot. The robot performer knows he's been out-roboted. Agent Red targets Bitzer in the dummy saucer. She still thinks he's an alien. The huge van robot with pincer arms bounds on stage. The tower shakes and Lula drops her toy. Behind the visitors, Muggins watches through opera glasses. The van robot's pincers spin and a huge arm evolved from a wheel bashes Bitzer's saucer. He drops into a hole in the bottom and is pulled through. The farmer gives the thumbs up to the big robot, then the fake saucer drops on him. A big pincer holds Bitzer by the helmet. Agent Red gasps. Her sensor shows he's a dog. Agent Red stares as she realizes the crowd are laughing at her. She slumps back in the seat of her monstrous robot, then forward over the controls. Her sensor picks up Lula's toy, analyzes it, and comes up with a question mark. Agent Red frowns and looks up the tower. The sensor picks up Lula and analyzes her as alien. With renewed fury, Agent Red hurls Bitzer aside. He lands in a pile of his own signs. The van robot leaps onto the tower and starts to climb. Sean and Lula climb higher. She clings to Sean as the bright lights draw level with them, and Agent Red grins triumphantly. The big van robot is shaken, and she gasps. Nuts appears upside down at her window. Shirley swings on the milk churn and slams into Agent Red's robot, shaking her about. The flock clamber onto the robot, attacking it with hammers, a drill, and Timmy with a blowtorch. He cuts a square hole in the hull and drops inside. He slips between large cogs and into a passage, glowing with banks of computers. Timmy cracks his knuckles. Agent Red's controls start moving by themselves. Then her seat tips backwards. Timmy removes a seat control chip. then starts pulling out other control chips from the computers. Agent Red is slammed into the windscreen. He pulls out a big chip and all the electrics go off. On the unit, the signal's getting stronger, and Sean climbs higher. He pulls Lula up with him to the top platform by the Farmageddon sign. They lean against the sign, Sean holds up the unit, and the connection is made. Power radiates out, and a powerful beam blasts into the night sky. The home unit activates. Agent Red pulls out cables and jams them together, getting an electric shock, sending her hair haywire, but reactivating her robot. The flock are tipped off and fall off the tower. They drop safely into a meteor pit, a ball pit with the word ball crossed out. The nerdy crowd are watching it all. As the tower shakes, the unit is knocked out of Sean's hand and drops, bouncing off the big robot. Sean and Lula are at a loss. Agent Red snarls at the controls. She gasps as big wooden letters drop on her. Her pincers clamp on and the robot continues to climb. Bitzer picks himself up and watches. He picks up a toy bow with a sucker arrow. No good. He looks around. Lula passes letters to Sean and he drops them on Agent Red. He's about to drop the O, but the robot seems to have disappeared. As he looks over the edge, it looms up behind them on the platform. A pincer snatches the O. Sean and Lula fall backwards. As they hug and close their eyes, there's a flash below. Holding his "no firing sheep out of a cannon" sign, Bitzer, having fired himself, slams into the robot and it topples off the tower. Two letters fall with it. No. Muggins tries to catch its boss, but both robots crash through the wooden stage with the wooden no. On the high platform, Bitzer picks himself up woozily. Sean and Lula hug him. The tower tilts alarmingly, sending Bitzer, Sean and Lula sliding off the platform. The trio drop towards the wooden stage. A bright light flares, and they hover just above the stage. The crowd shield their eyes from the bright glare as a huge flying saucer drifts down. Its powerful beam gently lowers Sean, Lula, and Bitzer to safety. Bitzer looks baffled, and all three look up. Patterned lights shine and flicker on the enormous craft. A huge landing foot crushes the Mossingham Forest sign as it comes into land. Bitzer takes off his helmet and the crowd stares open-mouthed. They're bathed in bright light as the craft opens up. Lula's mum and dad emerge.
Lula!
Lubu! Mima!
She hugs her mum and they all glow. Sean and Bitzer glance at each other.
Lula, Wabi.
She hurries over and grabs Sean. Agent Red's robot is climbing out of the hole, followed by Muggins. Lula's dad pushes her and Sean behind him. The big robot suddenly subsides. Lula's parents stare. Agent Red winds down her windscreen. Behind it, she's staring open-mouthed. The crowds are staring open-mouthed. Agent Red approaches Lula's parents. She shows them the drawing she did when she was a girl, and they smile. Mum waves. Agent Red hugs her. Mum and Dad pat her gently on the back. Muggins blows its lens nose and takes a photo.
Idipolula.
She smiles and then looks sad and turns to Sean. They hug. Lula glows. And Bitzer joins the hug. The flock join the hug, all bathed in the glow. They break up. Sean and Lula high-five. Timmy brings over her toy. Lula takes it happily and goes with her parents into the big flying saucer. They all wave, Lula and Sean tearfully. The doors slide shut and the mighty craft rises into the air. Sean wipes away tears. Bitzer puts a hand on his shoulder and then his arm around him. Sean, Bitzer and the flock recede as the saucer gets higher, floating round the tower before hanging for a moment, then blasting into the night sky. Sean, Bitzer and the flock realise the crowd are cheering for them. A photo captures Robot Man knocking Farmer John's chips out of his hands. A news headline announces, Farmageddon Show is a hit, best ever special effects. On the farm in daytime, Bitzer and the flock read the paper together. The kitchen is empty. The farmer's place is set for breakfast, but no sign of the farmer. In space, the saucer zooms past the planets. On board, Mum presses buttons. Lula presses her toy ones. The farmer yawns, coming out of the loo, then stops and stares out of the windscreen. He stares at Mum and Dad, who stare at him.
No!
Lula mimics him. They screech to a halt and turn round.
Rewind!
Cartoon views show the saucer zooming back towards Earth. Directed by Richard Phelan and Will Beecher. Produced by Paul Cooley. The saucer zaps planets like Skittles. Written by Mark Burton and John Brown. Co-produced by Richard Beek. Based on an idea by Richard Starzak. The saucer breaks and hovers around a floating portaloo. Executive producers Mark Burton, Richard Starzak, Peter Lord, Nick Park, Carla Shelley, David Sproxton, Ron Halpern, Didier Lupfer. A moon with a sticky tongue slurps up the saucer, then looks sick and spits it out. Edited by Sim Evan Jones, ACE, the saucer bounces from star to star. Director of photography Charles Copping, a big sign has an arrow pointing to where the saucer is. It's confused. Composer Tom Howe. Production designer Matt Perry. A speed limit, 60. A camera warning sign, then a speed camera. The saucer gets snapped and swears, but only in symbols. Puppet designers Kate Anderson and King. Animation supervisors Grant Basie, Lloyd Price. The saucer zaps asteroids. Co-executive producers Sean Clark, Kerry Locke. Production managers Richard Bowen, Zoe Starzak, Zoe Verrier-Stunt, Kerry Lappin. The saucer tries to cross through orbiting planets. Supervising sound editor Adrian Rhodes, VFX supervisor Howard Jones, technical director Tom Barnes. The saucer hits the International Space Station. Sean Justin Fletcher. The farmer and Bitzer John Sparks. Lulu Amalia Vitali. The saucer descends to Earth and a figure drops back to Mossy Bottom Farm. The farmer's naked. The pigs gasp. He pulls a bucket in front of him. A frisbee flies through the air, hovers, and Bitzer grabs it. He flips, rolls and spins it, showing off, then throws it right over Sean's head and a hedge. The farmer is listening to the huge sound system in his gleaming Wheat Chopper 5000. The frisbee gets scooped up by the huge harvester. The combine explodes. The cab falls apart and the farmer, covered in soot, is left clinging to the wheel. Bitzer, Sean and Timmy cling to each other. The credits against a starry night sky. Sean the Sheep character created by Nick Park. The cast: Sean and Timmy, Justin Fletcher, Farmer and Bitzer, John Sparks, Lula and Mima, Amalia Vitale, Agent Red and Timmy's mum, Kate Harbour, MUGG1N5, Muggins, David Holt. Nuts, Andy Nyman, Shirley and Ubu, Richard Webber, Hazel, Emma Tate, Twins, Simon Greenall, Farmer John, Chris Morell, Pizza Boy, Joe Sugg. Additional voices: Joseph Balderrama, Anthony Bayman, Will Beecher, Tom Collingwood, Tim Hands, David Holt. Naomi McDonald, Chris Morell, Richard Phelan, Adrian Rhodes, Adam Rees-Dee, Emma Tate, Amalia Vitale. No sheep were probed during the making of this film. This is a work of fiction. The characters, incidents and locations portrayed and the names herein are fictitious, and any similarity to or identification with the location, name, character or history of any person, product or entity is entirely coincidental and unintentional. This motion picture photoplay is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United Kingdom and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication and/or distribution of this photoplay may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Further titles continue to scroll, with occasional appearances by Dancing Hazmats, also Little Robot Muggins, and Agent Red, whose eyeballs drop out on springs. Audio description by Deluxe, written and voiced by Roland Beer.
We built a palace from a house of cards and put a joker on the door. Thank you.
A spotlight shines on a keyboard and music stand. A hazmat steps forward, then retreats. His mask drops and he gets undressed, revealing a young man who steps up to the keyboard and presses a button. He smiles as he plays. Timmy comes over with his teddy. Timmy unplugs him, blows on his hoof, and walks off. Yeah.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.